It's me, it's Jake Jeremy, and you are listening to 24 Wrestling Radio right here on 24wrestling.com and Anchor. How are you doing? Let's get into the news. It is Monday, the 23rd of September. Tonight we have Raw. We've got a massive Fatal 5-Way match to determine the number one contender to the Universal Championship next week on the season premiere. Yeah, season premiere. You can't see me doing the finger things in the air, but the season premiere of Raw next week, obviously. They're doing a season start thing because it's the full season. You know, football's back in America. And obviously, you've got the Fox Network are finally getting SmackDown Live. So I think they're trying to do this whole Raw still important. So let's pretend there's a season premiere thing. So they're going to have a Universal Championship match. And tonight, we're going to have a Fatal 5-Way between Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Bobby Roode. The winner of that match will face Seth Rollins next week for the Universal Championship. Now, I would be excited for that if, I mean, those five guys, each one of them is pretty credible. I'd quite happily see any one of those five in a match against Rollins, but we know the match of the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is going to be Rollins versus Bray Wyatt. So I find it a little bit ridiculous that we're going to have a Universal Championship match on Raw next week when we know full well that we're going to have Rollins versus Wyatt in the Hell in a Cell. I can't see AJ Styles beating Seth Rollins next week, taking the title. You know, I mean, you've got the Universal Champion is in the main event of the Hell in a Cell show, but you've also got in this match, you've got one of the tag team champions in Bobby Roode. You've got the IC champion in Shinsuke, and you've got the United States champion in AJ Styles, like fighting to challenge for the Universal Championship. Now, I get that the Universal Championship is the top title, arguably in WWE. I personally say it's the WWE title, but it's one of the top two titles on the brand. I get that people with mid-card titles want to fight for it, but it just seems, it's just it's typical WWE. Let's just hotshot a big match tonight, try and build some hype for next week. But on top of that, we've got a couple of interesting bit of news. It's a couple of rumors. Now, if you don't know about 24 Wrestling, we like to pride ourselves on the fact that we're one of the top aggregators of wrestling news on the internet. So we like to make sure that when we give you news, we tell you where the sources are from. And we've now decided to put a tiering system into our sourcing. So we've got tier one, which is kind of your top, you know, most notable sort of websites like F4W, Meltzer, PW Insider, Wade Keller. People that may not always be right, but they're the most notable there, who most people listen to, that sort of thing. Tier two, I've then got kind of a pro wrestling sheet. People like, you know, Ryan Satin, who it's still a lot of the time are correct, but there are times where they're not quite as notable and they're not quite as correct. And then we got tier three, which is people who sometimes have some interesting things to point out, but you should take it with a pinch of salt. So interesting, we've got a tier three site has announced that Raw and SmackDown are going to be getting new stages as of next week because of the draft and because of the new shows. And also they're going to be bringing back Pyro for television to try and, you know, make the shows look a bit more impressive. I get why they're trying to do this. Obviously, we've got the Wednesday Night Wars is starting up in just a couple of weeks on October 2nd. You've got TNT are going to finally have pro wrestling on their network again after, was it 18, 19 years after WCW died in 2001? Yeah, it was 2001 WCW died. So I think that the problem with WWE is that it's not the pyro that's the issue. It's not the stages that's the issue. But people have wanted new stages for years. People do hanker back to those, you know, the big fist SmackDown stage, the old Raw stage from, you know, the late 90s. That was pretty cool with the big Titantron. But there's more things that I'd be concerned about if I was WWE rather than worrying too much about the fact that stages and pyro is a bit of an issue. So it's going to be interesting to see how we move on for there. So that was 24 Wrestling. That was today's news, Monday, the 23rd of September. Don't forget, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/24wrestling. You can sign up as a patron for just $1 a month. You get all the exclusive content from us, exclusive podcasts, columns, everything you want is $1 a month. That's never going to change. That is $1 a month. That's as much as it costs. Once you get the content, it's yours. I don't want it back. It's yours. You keep it. I don't want it. Well, I do want it, but you have it. It's yours. That's all good. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 24 Wrestling. Follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/24wrestling. And also don't forget that you can find us right here on Anchor. So if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, any of those bad boys, make sure you also find us on Anchor. Let us know how we're doing.